I can't believe I didn't see it coming, but honestly, I didn't. In some ways, I still can't believe it actually happened. After I left the message for my husband, I spent the afternoon getting myself worked up into quite a little nympho state. I had images of Mr. Ryan taking me in my mind. I masturbated multiple times, bringing myself close, but never allowing myself release. When it was near to the time that my husband usually arrives home from work, I went to the kitchen to prepare. I wanted it to be just like I'd said in my message, me standing at the sink. I felt a little nervous as the minutes ticked slowly by, like I might feel just before going into a job interview, and I was achy, so needy. Jesus, would he ever get home? As I stood anxiously waiting, eventually I heard the familiar crunch of tires on our gravel driveway. This was it. My heart felt like it might burst, and my mouth was dry. I turned to the sink and picked up a potato and began peeling, listening carefully for the key in the door, the sound of footsteps in the hallway, the kitchen door opening. He walked quickly up behind me. He pushed me down roughly, causing me to drop what was in my hands. I leaned on the sink as I felt his hand moving up my dress, up between my legs. I felt so turned on. This was so out of character for him. He never took me like this. He was groping my pussy hard. I was breathless, tingling all over, literally shaking with excitement. "Get your hands off me, you dirty bastard," I cried out, getting into character. He whipped my panties down around my knees. As I began to turn my head, I felt his helmet in my slit. "No, please, I'm a married woman," I whimpered playfully, really hamming it up. "Mr. Ryan," I gasped. Suddenly, shock, as I turned, realizing it was actually him. As I spoke his name, he was already mid-thrust, sliding inside me. I could tell from the feel that he was bare. Time stopped moving. I was in shock. He hadn't sought my consent. "I'm being raped," I thought to myself disbelievingly. But the truth was, if he hadn't driven his cock into me so urgently, I knew in my heart I would have begged for it. The erotic effect of all of my fantasizing and leaving the message earlier was culminative. I needed him in me. My pussy was blazing. The sensation of him entering me was so extreme, so vivid, it distorted my sense of reality. He grabbed my arms, pulling them around behind me, and started fucking me hard. I orgasmed immediately. "You dirty little slut," he gasped. I was coming so forcefully. Mr. Ryan was really here fucking me. It no longer mattered how this had happened. It went on and on, him using me savagely. I couldn't help loving every glorious second of it. I spasmed helplessly, feeling each piercing thrust more deeply than the last. Adrenaline pumped. I was visibly shaking, and every orgasm was immediately followed by a more intense one. I was crying, delirious with ecstasy, feeling every inch of his fullness in me. Eventually, I felt him coming inside me. I climaxed in response. I felt the force of his ejaculation. His fluid, so hot, felt like it was sizzling. Each squirt of his exploding cock was accompanied by a jolt of his hips. Each time he squirted, I was drowning in rushes of pleasure. My pussy clasped him and gushed involuntarily. Uncontainable, whimpered ecstasy poured from my mouth. I almost collapsed. As the tides of ecstasy receded, he quickly withdrew his cock from my pussy, leaving me raw and sensitive. He stood looking down at me as he zipped himself up. I was still gasping for breath and didn't look at him. You should be careful about leaving voicemails on work phones. That's all he said. Then he turned and left. I heard his engine roar to life, and then he was gone. I pulled up my panties and went to the bathroom. My cheeks were on fire, bright red. I felt elated, wonderful. I wished more than anything that he hadn't left. I needed more. I looked at my hands, and they were trembling. I felt like I'd just done a parachute jump and wanted to whoop. I inhaled deeply, trying to calm myself down. Just as I felt like I was regaining composure, I heard the crunch of tires on gravel once more. Oh my God. Oh my God. Alarmed in my mind as I panicked. I don't know why, but I ran back to the kitchen sink and resumed my potato peeling. Again, the same sequence, steps in the hallway, then he walked up beside me. His hands were on me, squeezing my breasts, then down between my legs, on my mound. I was afraid to turn around, but I made myself. I felt somewhat relieved and disappointed on seeing my husband. Then I remembered what I had to do. "Mr. Ryan," I gasped in mock surprise. "Please stop. I'm a good wife." "Oh, I love good wives," my husband replied, playing along, "especially ones who flirt outrageously with their husband's boss at the Christmas party." I purred softly to myself as my husband took me. "Oh, Mr. Ryan," I called out over and over as he pulled my hair and pummeled my well-used pussy with his stiff cock. I closed my eyes and relived the ecstasy of my encounter with Mr. Ryan. He used hard up against the sink, just like Mr. Ryan had, and then he dragged me to the kitchen table and fucked me, as I had requested. All the while, I called out, "Fuck me, Mr. Ryan, fuck me, Mr. Ryan," over and over. I was filled with the most erotic feelings. After we finished, we didn't really talk about it. He just said we should do this again sometime. I agreed. I still had no idea how Mr. Ryan had gotten the voice message. Had he intercepted it? Had my husband shared it with him and even sent him here to fuck me? What really left me wondering was the riddle of how Mr. Ryan had gotten the key to my front door.